cook in the lunchroom ready to sell. You're lucky if you can find a seat.
Welcome back to the show, Evan Bray. Great to have you here on this Thursday morning, and we're making our way through the first full week for the kids back in school. Weather's proving to be a little better than we thought. At one point, it looked like rain was going to be a big possibility today. I know still some scattered showers throughout the province, but all in all, not bad so far. So I think back to my policing career. I spent a big part of the time that I worked in frontline policing on the street working in North Central Regina. And in doing that, gave me the opportunity to understand what maybe some of the complex issues are in that area, but also see some incredible programming that exists that is taking people. I don't even want to talk about issues. Let's talk about people. Leaps and bounds ahead in their life, in their future. And my next guest and this program is a great one that I love to highlight. Brian Lewis is joining me in studio today. He's the executive director of a program called Growing Young Movers. Youth Development Inc. is the company's name. Growing Young Movers, or GYM, the acronym for it, is a great program in Regina's North Central neighborhood, basically working to fill some gaps through mentorship, through youth development programs. It's been in place for some time, and the success continues to go. I'm happy to bring Brian Lewis into the studio. Brian, thanks for being here.
Yeah, thanks, Evan.
So I remember when you started this up. In fact, was it a part-time thing when you first started this?
It certainly was. It was kind of a side of my desk when I used to be a consultant with Regina Catholic Schools.
I was going to say, you've got a background in education. That's part of your background. So tell me the vision that you had when you first decided to start up Growing Young Movers.
Well, so I'm a FACED teacher by trade, so the acronym fit.
GYM
teacher. My buddies, Sean Lessard, who was a professor at the University of Regina back in the day, and Lee Schaefer, mm-hmm. we wanted to find ways to connect with young people. And in my work as a consultant, I would travel to schools throughout the whole city. And of course, you notice the gaps, like you mentioned, that exist for young people in certain parts of our city. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to say, you know, what could we do to help connect with kids in that community, only wanting to learn from them. And we started a small after school program at Kitchener School 14 years ago now, and it's developed into what it is at the Mamawayatitan Center now here.
So what is it for people that don't know what Growing Young Movers is? What would you describe it as?
So we're a nonprofit organization, a charitable organization that works with young people, providing mentorship, providing youth programming, providing opportunities for high school youth to see a future of employment, to see a future of graduation. A big part of our work is the education piece. Mm-hmm. I am a teacher by trade. I work out of Scott Collegiate in the Mamawayatitan Center mm-hmm. with my role as the executive director and part-time teacher, where we can use that gray area to really bring kids into the building, get them through school, get them employable beyond school or into, you know, post-secondary school after that. And it's that whole vision of a little one coming, working alongside someone from their community who's 17, 18 years old, who's paying attention to them, who cares about them. And then they see that vision of, that's what I want to be when I grow up. Mm-hmm. And it's ballooned from there.
So when you say get them in school, get them excited about school, how are you doing that differently than just offering classes? Like clearly this program has lots of distinct differences about it.
Well, and I pull no punches. We, in a roundabout way, pay kids to go to school, because if they're in school with us and working at, you know, achieving their credits, coming every day, they have opportunities with the nonprofit to work beyond school hours with our programming. Okay. If they're not in school, they have to work at that before they can work with us.
Okay.
So they can be employed. They can earn a paycheck. They can use that money. I have stories that, you know, what they use that money for to mm-hmm. feed themselves, to feed their family, to take care of themselves. Some of them live alone at 16 years old. So there's so many reasons why the employment is important. But it's also training them for beyond high school. Mm-hmm. So it's that, like I said, that gray area where come to school, there's importance to that, and there's crossover from the theory you learn in school to the mm-hmm. practicality of work.
Can you give some examples of that, Brian? Like how do those two things cross, and what are some of the ways that these students kind of transition their learning into mm-hmm. earning a paycheck?
Well, I mean, even from a physical education perspective, teaching them how to work with young people. How many, we want these young people to all be coaches, to be teachers. They're mm-hmm. going to have their own children when they get older. How do you work with young people? How do you coach them or teach them in a way that they enjoy sport, they enjoy right. movement, they understand that sport is more about community than it is about who wins and loses? Those are the things we teach during the school day in some senses, and they can transfer that in when they go to work in the same building, which is beautiful. The bell can ring, they end their period five class with our team, and they move right into a youth mentor with young people coming into the building.
So that's what they're doing. They're working with other youth. So, I mean, this is having a basically positive impact outside of just the kids who are in the class. Young kids are being positively impacted by this as well. Do you see those kids as they get older transitioning and wanting to be part of gym?
Oh, yeah. We have those young people now. It shows how old we are, but it also tells you that it's working in mm-hmm. a sense that we have young ones come to our programming and then they move to Scott and they see that as their building. The Mama Way Atherton is their home. It's right. the place they want to be, which has the high school in it. Mm-hmm. They go to high school there. We have many kids now that are employed with us that were at one time little ones in our program.
Okay. Yeah. We're chatting today with Brian Lewis, Executive Director of Growing Young Movers, or GYM, the acronym. You said you've got lots of stories, and I'm sure you do, but I'm curious to hear a couple. Can you talk mm-hmm. about whether it's success stories of people who have come through your program, or maybe just day-to-day stories? Like you said, they earn money, and sometimes it's very telling what they spend that money on. Tells you a lot about their priorities and the life that they live.
Oh, I mean, yeah, the stories are the reason I do what I do. Like knowing the young people and what they teach me is why I keep, you know, doing what I do. And, you know, they're so selfless. They can earn a paycheck of a few hundred, you know, whatever they make in their part-time work. And I remember walking with kids through the community during the school day, talking about, you know, those things about North Central, what people perceive us to be. What would they perceive right now as we're walking here, me with all of you? And a young man came up and was asking for change. And we have young kids who need the money themselves, fishing into their pockets to offer that. It's just the wow. kind of young people that exist in North Central mm-hmm. that oftentimes don't get the notoriety they deserve. And that's where my role as executive director is to give them those positions and put them in those places so they can flourish and they can show their talents and their skills and they can show their kindness and their caring. Mm-hmm. And let's face it, there's reasons some of these kids probably shouldn't be as caring as they are based on things that have happened in
home
their
environment
past,
or whatever.
All of that, yeah. right? Like just, you know, walking down the street and you're perceived differently because of where you are and, mm-hmm. you know, your skin color perhaps or whatnot. And so this is telling a different story. And they are so proud to walk through the community wearing their GYM shirts. And kids will be like, hey, mom, there's a GYMer. There's mm-hmm. He works with us. And so that's a big part of it, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you see some of the students? So we've talked about as they maybe were young students being mentored by some of the older kids that are part of the GYM program. But what about when they're done school? Is there still a connection with the program? And are you able to see the impact that your teaching, the organization's impact has had on them going into life?
Yeah. Yeah. We still employ kids outside of high school, too.
Okay.
A perfect example, we have some young ladies who said, hey, we want a volleyball club here in the center for young people, a drop-in, lots of our friends get to know, a safe space. Mm-hmm. They run it. We pay them to do it. They're 20 years old now. They've also took the initiative to say, we want to also run summer camps for 12 to 14-year-old people who want a volleyball camp. They run that too. Wow. So we hire kids to do a lot of jobs mm-hmm. outside of high school once they graduate. We're on the cusp of trying to find some more employment. We have lots of ideas around, you know, when it comes to funding and social enterprise pieces where we want to hire some full-time jobs to do some good work in the community. Mm-hmm. And the great thing about our organization is we have a number of young people at our disposal, if that's probably not the right term, but yeah. young people connected to us who want to do good work.
Right.
They just need the opportunity. We're that, you know, mm-hmm. that gateway to that opportunity,
right.
we believe.
So. Brian Lewis is my guest, Executive Director, Growing Young Movers. Do you think you can positively say that you are impacting in a positive way, increasing graduation rates through this program?
No doubt. I mean, we don't dwell on all the negative statistics that exist, but we realize them. We know them. Yeah. We know they're there. We know that, you know, Indigenous kids are graduating at a much lower rate in our province than non-Indigenous kids. Of the kids that work with us, if they've worked two or more years, they're graduating at a, you know, about an 87% graduation rate. So that's, you know, significant. Yeah. It is, we believe, the ticket, the angle we need to take with young people. Old Mike Panay, you probably remember
Mike Panay. Yeah.
His saying was, education's the new buffalo. And we really believe education, receiving your grade 12, deciding from there where you want to go, being employable, are the roads to success as you move forward.
Right. I noticed the text on the text line as we're chatting, wanting to know what some of the initiatives are. You talked about volleyball, but what are some of the initiatives that your gym crew are involved in?
So, okay, I'll try to name as many as I can. We obviously have the after school, which runs every day after school. Hundreds of kids come to that. We have Saturday youth programming in that sense. We have the evening basketball things where we partner with First Nations basketball and offer some midnight basketball and things coming this fall, the volleyball. A cool part, and we're expanding who we employ in our school, is we have cooking clubs, we have construction clubs, we have
these are life skills.
Ribbon skirt making clubs where we hire young women to make ribbon skirts, and we keep those ribbon skirts to give to students who need them for ceremonial purposes, or to have their own. Maybe they can't afford to buy one or have someone make one for them. So all these things, everything's free. We're trying to reduce those barriers. We have a van that picks kids up and drops kids off every day. Pauline drives that for us. Just lots going on. But just to be clear, like, everything we do is because young people ask for it.
Right.
We don't decide this is what's best for you. Everything has stemmed from the very beginning of this is what young people want. And it's always been about employment, paying young people to do good work alongside younger people.
So I think it's great that this is free for these kids to be involved. They become young leaders. They become mentors themselves. They go into the community. But this doesn't happen free of charge. There may not be a charge to them. How are you funded?
Yeah, so we have, you know, local grants, municipal grants, we have provincial grants, federal grants. So the granting piece is one stream. We do have corporate, you know, sponsorship as well. Mosaic Company has been a partner of ours for years. Jumpstart, Canadian Tire Jumpstart's been a partner with us for years too. So there's that. The tough part about nonprofit, as you grow and have more success, more money is needed. And that's, I mean, anyone would say that it's a grind. We are looking at, and in the next months, or, you know, we're hoping to have a social enterprise piece set up in our company where we can bring some dollars in from the work we do in the community to help funnel back to all the young people in our community.
Right. So, is there a location people can go to find out more online?
Yeah, certainly our website, growingyoungmovers.com. There's a way to connect and contact through there. We will get those emails. Please reach out, anyone interested in supporting. We have lots of young folks that come and volunteer to be with the young people in our organization, university students, whatnot, or, you know, folks who say, hey, I'd love to learn more to see how we can help contribute to this, because it takes a team. It takes the effort of this city to help continue to lift up this community. The people in this community are willing and wanting to do the work. Again, my job is just to help support and provide those opportunities.
You know, it's, and I mean this in a very positive way, but it's such a simple concept, really, when you think of it. But yet, it's magnificent how it plays out. And I'm proud of where this program has grown. And I know there's continued great things on the horizon for you, Brian, for you and the team. And congrats to the youth that are committed and involved in making a difference. This truly is building tomorrow's leaders. So hats off to you, and thanks for popping in for the chat today.
Hey, thanks, Evan.
Brian Lewis, Executive Director, Growing Young Movers. You can find them online, growingyoungmovers.com. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.